This is part of the Thames Link programme, which is improving the rail links into Kent and between Kent and London. And it's going to be incredibly frustrating for commuters over that week. But the good news is that after those engineering works, hopefully there will be a knock-on positive effect for journeys made. So we're promised more platforms, bigger concourse, and that should lead to less overcrowding and less delays. At the moment, South Eastern is right down the bottom of the passenger satisfaction league, just above Southern, and delays and overcrowding are a big part of that, as well, of course, as the high fares people are paying for that. So I think this is a case of short-term pain but long-term gain, and hopefully making South Eastern a much easier network for people to use to get into work and to see friends and family and to travel. It's going to be frustrating for people who look forward to the traditional August bank holiday weekend at the seaside. And of course, along the Kent coast, there are lots of towns where that summer tourism is a really big part of the economy. So I think especially for tourism business owners along that part of the coast, it is going to be profoundly irritating. However, there's always that tension between whether to disrupt during weekends and bank holidays where fewer journeys are disrupted, or to disrupt during peak time, Monday to Friday commuter times, where it's a different section of people, of the populace, who are affected, people going into to work, but more of them.